The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers host Fresno State at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to getting started. We've had, I think, a good fall camp. We had one major injury at left guard. We lost Gerald Foster for the year and had to do some adjusting, but I'm excited for this team's opener. We always know Fresno is talented and have had a great history, so we're looking forward to a good game.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions at this time.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Andy Coppins, Midtown Badgers.
Hi, Coach. Just wondering if you could talk a little bit about, you know, the process that you and Tommy Armstrong and the offense coordinator went through this offseason to kind of mold the offense and fit, you know, each other's personalities.
Well, the first thing we did when the season was all said and done is we evaluated the season and went through it and of course, hopefully learn more about our team, about which direction to head. We explored some stuff, tweaked some stuff, isolated some things that we wanted to do, we had to basically improve on or find a way to be more consistently successful. And then, you know, play to the strengths of the people that you have, especially the quarterbacks. So, you know, that, and then that process takes the next step with working with the quarterback when you have the opportunity, whether it's meeting times that you get or the spring practice. And then, of course, fall camp is the final stamp on it.
And how much did that UCLA performance kind of influence what may or may not be happening with the offense today?
Well, we certainly found a good identity for that game and one that, you know, you'd like to rush for 400 yards in a game and say that's going to be all well and good. But we would like to be consistent running the football. I think all of our teams in the past have been at their best when we have a good running game. We certainly have emphasized that a ton. And then as we go forward, then, you know, I think if you're running the ball well, then like that game in particular, the passing was better. Protection's a hair easier when you're running the ball well. And sometimes you get some more isolated throws when you're running the ball well. So we'd love that combination as an identity for us game to game. That's something we're going to strive for.
Thank you, Coach.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you've obviously talked a little bit about Tommy and the running game too, but you know, certainly you've got a strong group of receivers returning to this squad. Can you talk a little bit about that group?
Yeah, that receiving group is one of our deepest on the team. I really like the group. I think that you know, we have a somewhat of a good blend with some. We got three seniors. However, Brandon Riley won't play in the first game, but Westerkamp and Alonzo Moore, good experienced players, and then Stanley Morgan was a freshman last year that played well, and DeMornay Pearsonell appears to be healthy. So we're pretty strong there right off the bat, and we're excited about them and want them to, you know, play a role. You know, I don't know, you know, in our overall scheme how many times we'll be throwing, but we certainly have some good threats out there, and these guys can make some plays.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
You got it. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.